Blog Talk Radio. It's 10 o'clock. You know what time it is. It's time for the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. Entertaining, educating, and empowering.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. It's your boy, C. Nathaniel Brown, a.k.a. Chuck B., here with you for this Thanksgiving Eve show that I get to hang out with my EX3 Books family. It doesn't get any better than that. So let me welcome you again to the show. I appreciate you for being here and tuning in with us and just hanging out with us because we are thankful for you. I appreciate each and every one of you. We have a phenomenal show tonight. We have some of the writers from EX3 Books. They're going to be talking about their experiences, their books, how you can get them. We're going to talk about some background stuff. I am so looking forward to it, and I know a lot of you are as well, as you've been posting information and looking forward to it. So we are going to first introduce my co-host for tonight. But before I do that, I want to make sure that those of you who are not following me on social media, please do that. You can do that now. Take a inhale, exhale, break, and follow me on social media. You can search any of the social media networks, well, not all of them, but pretty much most of them, at C. Nathaniel Brown, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, YouTube, C. Nathaniel Brown on all of them. And then make sure you join the C. Nathaniel Brown Show page on Facebook. There we can post information during the show. We can ask questions. We can find out information about the guests, upcoming guests, past guests. It's a great way for us to stay in touch, so we want to make sure that you do that. So go to Facebook, search the C. Nathaniel Brown Show page, and join that page, and we can stay connected there as well. Right now, I want to bring on our Vice President of Marketing and Recruiting. She is an author. She is a lawyer and a teacher and so many other things. We tend to call her the butterfly. So help me welcome into the show as my special co-host tonight, Miss Nicole F. Turner. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for agreeing to co-host with me tonight. How are you? Hello? Are you there? Okay, we'll check back with her. Maybe are you there, Nico? I hear something. Are you muted? Okay, we'll touch base and check what's going on there and figure out what the technical issues are there and get her on board in just a second. Right now, I want to just take this opportunity to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to jump right into our very first author, Miss Tiffany Hill, and she's going to tell us about her project. So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back right after this brief message.
If you are a recording artist and you're looking for the best quality, professionalism, and affordable pricing for your video shoot, you need to contact Blessed Media Group today. Blessed Media Group specializes in top-notch video production for entertainers such as rappers and singers. You need a sports recruiting video? You're getting married? Need an actor's reel? We've got you covered there too. Blessed Media Group, your one-stop video shop. For more information, please visit us online at www.blessedmediagroup.com. That's www.blessedmediagroup.com.
About 30% of abused and neglected children will later abuse their own children, continuing the intergenerational cycle of child abuse. but we can reduce that percentage by directing these victims to organizations that deal with the emotional effects of abuse. Every case matters. Brought to you by the staff at beyondthevoice.org.
Hey girl, are you tuned into the C. Nathaniel Brown Show? Well, you know you can listen online and even post comments in the chat room if you want to ask Chuck or his guests a question or comment on a hot topic. Okay, the C. Nathaniel Brown Show is coming back on. Gotta go.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're here. We're going to call this EX3 Books Night here on the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. We got the bugs worked out, I hope, and have Nicole Turner on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you tonight, Chuck?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so glad to be here co-hosting with you tonight. And I heard the introduction, but I could not get in. So technical difficulty solved. I'm excited.
Yeah, well, you know, it happens sometimes when you live. You just have to roll with the punches and keep it moving, and that's what we do. So we can
Absolutely.
Handle that.
Yes, we can.
Well, for those who don't know, as I mentioned, you know, you are the Vice President of Marketing and Recruiting for EX3 Books, but you're also an author. So
yes.
If you can, before we get into our first interview with Tiffany Hill, tell us a little bit about yourself and the book.
Well, that was such a great title. So, yes, I am part of EX3 Books, but also I am an author, as you mentioned, and I am a professor, an attorney, mainly legal research and writing, and I also teach legal studies and criminal justice. But most importantly, I'm a mom and I am a wife, too. So all of that is wrapped up into this nice little bundle called The Butterfly, as you mentioned before, so affectionately, but she is here. But, I wrote a book, and it was released back in July, Reflections of the Butterfly, Affirmations for Empowerment, and it's the book that was really sparked about my curiosity about the dynamics of relationships, namely relationships between women and those friendships, and how do we really build better relationships and how do we nurture those. And so that book was sparked from a journal, and I just put all my frustrations and all of my questions in there, and that became a book about just different stages in my life. I also wrote a few affirmations in there and just some encouragement for those ladies who are going through those same difficulties.
Okay, that's good stuff. You know, one of my goals for tonight is hopefully to have people who are listening, who are interested in writing books, who have thought about it, considered it, someone told them they should do it. I want them to leave the show tonight feeling inspired and motivated, and even with a bit of information on how they can get it done. So we'll try
Absolutely.
To keep that theme in there and make sure that we give enough information for those who are listening and hearing these great authors and their books, let them know how they can, you know, be a part of what it is we're doing at EX3 Books. But at this time, let's go ahead and bring on our first author, Ms. Tiffany Hill. She is also an attorney. She's a phenomenal writer. She's an activist. She's all of those other titles as well, but we'll let her give herself an intro. But she is the author of the brand new book called Authentic Me. So welcome to the show, Tiffany. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm excited about being here.
Hello, Tiffany.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you've been a little bit excited about being on the show, hanging out with us tonight. For those who didn't like my introduction, which I tend to be a little bit dry and short when it comes to introductions, because I love for my guests to share a little bit about who they are so that we can kind of jump in there. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I will, and thank you. I actually think you did a wonderful job. But I am, again, as you mentioned, Tiffany Hill, and brand new author of Authentic Me, thanks to Expected and Entertainment. It was a wonderful process for anyone who's listening and interested in starting that process. Definitely start with Expected and Entertainment. But I'm originally from Louisiana, currently living in Oklahoma, and as you mentioned already, I'm an attorney. Most importantly to me, I'm a mom, I'm a friend, and I try to inspire and encourage women at every opportunity that I can, which is what motivated my book, Authentic Me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. Give us how it started for you. Like, when did you first know that you wanted to write a book or share your story? Before we kind of get into some of the details about the book and that part, but what was that initial phase for you saying that, you know what, I think I'm going to put some words together?
Well, I actually love to write. I enjoy writing. It's therapeutic for me. So I will just sit down sometimes and write. I'll write letters to my kids. I have three boys, and I like to scrapbook, so I'll do notes and journals to them. So it started because I was going through some challenges in my own personal life, and I just started journaling about things that I was going through. And as I went through that process and read back over those things, I thought, well, this could be something that could help another woman going through, not even necessarily my story, but any challenge that they might be facing. How do you work through that? How do you overcome it and come out a better person as a result of it?
Wow, wow. So, Tiffany, you and I have something in common, and you talked about journaling and that process. Now, how did you go from the process of journaling to actually thinking about, wow, I need to put this in a book?
Well, I did that a lot with the help of you guys, thanks to you and Chuck, who definitely helped me to work through the process, what should be included in the book, what shouldn't be included in the book. And that was a difficult process because I had a lot of just notes, and you have to go through that and determine, okay, what would be useful and beneficial for the book, and then what angle do you want to take? And as I mentioned before, I am very passionate about encouraging and helping others, and I think a great way to do that is by being authentic and having that courageous conversation about, okay, this is something that I've gone through, and how can that help you through that situation? So I kind of went through everything that I've written and took out some of the highlights of that, and thanks again to you guys, we helped to pull that together and turn it into what I think is a great book.
Well, absolutely, and you are so welcome with that. And when you talk about taking your life journey and wanting to encourage other people, have you found that in turn, in you encouraging people, that you have been encouraged in this whole process?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, writing in itself was therapeutic, but also in Authentic Me, it discusses a myriad of issues, one being a broken marriage, domestic abuse, infidelity, parenting struggles, the pressures of relocating to different states. And so I think that taking all of my experiences in conjunction with what I discuss in the book helped me to sit down, reflect on it, analyze it, and then say, how do you grow from that? Again, how do you take everything that you've gone through and the good things you learn from that, you're happy, you're excited about those, but the bad things, how do you take those things and turn them into something good? Because even though you have bad experiences, they don't have to define how you move through your life. You can take something even from your bad experiences and turn it into something positive. That takes discipline. That takes acknowledging that it was a bad experience.
Right.
And I think sometimes
yes.
we don't do that. We don't stop to say, this happened. And I think it was important for me to have that voice of what I've experienced, and I think for others that's important as well, because you take all of that and you grow from that and you move forward.
Yeah.
So it definitely helped me to do that, and hopefully it will encourage others as well.
Okay, wonderful. Absolutely. Of course, you know, I've read the book.
Wonderful. I appreciate that.
And I wholeheartedly recommend it and I endorse it. But part of what you wrote in your introduction, which I just heard you talk about, is life happens and it rarely goes according to plan. I know as
sounds
for
like
me,
shift happens to me.
Shift happens and then what you live.
Then you live. That's right.
Right. And when you talked about some of the insurmountable things, talk to us about how the how your faith and how your family played into your whole process.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I love mentoring as well, and so I mentor a lot with young ladies, and a lot of things that we talk about is those dark days that a lot of us have, but we're ashamed or we're afraid or for whatever reason, we don't want to talk about that. And
right.
In Authentic Me, there a lot of those types of situations are discussed as to you're at this, your deepest place where you've gone through these terrible things and you feel absolutely broken. What do you do? How do you move forward from that? And
right.
I absolutely believe that you have to tap into your faith. You have to tap into those mentors, those people that you can trust, that you can talk to about it. You can't just go into a hole or pretend like it doesn't happen. And so, again, in being authentic, you have to say, this is what has happened to me. One of the things I mentioned in the book, you have to face it to fix it. You have to stand up and say, I've gone through this thing, whatever it is, because what it is for me might be different for Nicole or whoever the next person might be, but whatever it is, I've gone through this thing and I'm going to overcome it, and how do I do that? So definitely your faith, your family, your friends, and then again, being disciplined, knowing that every day that you get up, you have to make the decision that I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be me. You're going to take off that mask and be yourself.
Absolutely. So in the book, you are chronicling some things that you have gone through in your life. So talk to the audience about some things that you want them to walk away after reading the book. What do you want them to take away from the book, and what is the message that you're trying to give out?
The message that Authentic Me gives is that you absolutely have to start with loving yourself. Until you love yourself, you can't love anyone else. You can't be a good mother. You can't be a good wife. Whatever it is that you want to be, you have to love and accept yourself. And that's the good things about yourself, the not so good things about yourself, and be comfortable with who you are. And I think in Authentic Me, you'll find that the character wanted for a while and needed validation from someone else. And
right.
The message that I am portraying and in empowering of other women is that you have to start with loving yourself and dealing with all the emotions. We know as women, we get this label and stereotype that we are emotional beings. And how do you deal with how do you deal with those emotions? Chuck, you don't get to comment on that, okay?
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm just like, I'm just listening over here. I'm not commenting.
Right.
Stay away from
smart,
that. Stay
by
away
the
from
way.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That very well.
I've learned. I'm a lot smarter than I look. But that is powerful, though, and thank you for sharing that. Before we go any further, I want to make sure that we give the number again for those of you who are listening online, and if you have a question or a comment, feel free to call in, chime in, join the conversation. The number to call in is 646-787-1799, and press number 1 to be placed into the queue. If you are already on the line, just press number 1, and we can get your question or your comment on the air. And we're also going to be doing giveaways throughout the night, so you could very well win a book. So if you are interested in participating, join us. Call in, type something online, put it in the chat room, put it on Facebook, be a part of the conversation. You know, one of the things that I wanted to follow up and ask you about, you mentioned the mentoring, and I know you have your own organization, business that you're developing that's going to kind of take your book and break down some of those things for the people that you come in contact with. Talk a little bit about that, but also share how it all comes together when you make those connections with young people, with other women, with other people that's been through your situation.
Absolutely. So the company that you mentioned is TH Authentic, and my website is www.thauthentic.com, and there's a lot of information there about what my goal and my mission is, and that, again, is empowering women to live their truth, to live authentically, to love yourself, and start there with everything that you do in your life. And I think in mentoring, that's, again, the message that I try to share with young girls, and I love doing workshops and just professional development. Again, I'm an attorney, so I help women professionally to advance in that aspect as well. But personally, I know, myself included, that we deal with things and we struggle with things internally. And then we wake up and we go outside every day and pretend like we're okay. We feel like we have to say we're okay, like it's not an option to not be okay. And I think it's important. We should be okay, but we also have to learn to stop and face those things that are bothering us, that are challenging us, uncover the mask that we're wearing. And so that is what I want to do with my company. That's what I want to do with Authentic Me. Authentic Me is just the foundation for empowering women and helping them to be themselves and love themselves.
Absolutely. And so when you're talking about this empowerment and you're talking about the company, what are some upcoming events that you may be having to spread the word, to spread the message of authenticity?
Well, one of the first things that I'm doing is a workshop in my hometown. I'm from Louisiana, and I'm having a workshop there with young girls ages 12 to 18 in Farmerville, Louisiana. And we're pulling in ladies from the community who are leaders in that area. Some of them have moved away, but we're coming back together to have a workshop with the young girls there. And I think that's important because I always feel like you need to be reachable. They need to know that I can call you if I need you for something. And so we're going to pull them in and talk about emotional health and wellness and how important that is, self-respect, again, self-esteem. And that will be December 12th at 1 p.m., again, in Farmerville, Louisiana. So I'm starting with that. And there are a lot of other exciting projects coming up. And again, on my website, I will definitely keep you posted there, www.thauthentic.com. I want everyone to constantly check that for exciting new projects.
Please do. That sounds like it's an excellent project because you are giving back, and that's what EX3 and its authors are all about. It's about taking our message to impact our immediate world, and working with those young girls from the ground up is something that is so needed. So I want to ask you about you write in your book and you frame each chapter really, really beautifully, and you start with a quote. And there's a quote in one of the chapters, and it's by Brene Brown, and it talks about authenticity is something we have or don't have. It's a practice and it's a conscious choice. Can you expand on that just a little bit more about what that means to you?
Definitely. I think for me, I've been in situations where I certainly have been have not been transparent. I've not been authentic, and that's been for a number of reasons that I won't get into in detail. But I think you should read the book because it's definitely some of that is included in there. But
get the book.
Right, yes, get the book. Don't forget to get the book. But a lot of that is because there's pressure for everyone, from your family to your friends. You feel like you just have to be this 100% perfect person most of the time. And I think that's what that quote means to me, is that you have to learn, or you won't find true happiness until you live authentically. And I even, that's one of my quotes that I pinned for myself. To live authentically is the ultimate form of happiness. You have to get to that place where you will be happy regardless of what's going on around you, regardless of what your circumstances are. You have to get to that place where you love who you are, you're comfortable with who you are, your faith is so strong, your circle of friends and your mentors are so strong that you can live authentically and be comfortable doing that.
Absolutely. That is so amazing. Now, for our audience, I would just like to say thank you for coming on, and just tell us how we can get in contact with you one more time.
Absolutely. Again, my website is www.thauthentic.com. I'm on social media, and all of my social media sites, Instagram, Twitter, are all TH_authentic as well. And my email address is thauthentic@gmail.com. And, of course, you can get to me through Expected In Entertainment's website as well.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
That's right.
Yeah, thank
that's
you
right.
so much, Ms. Tiffany.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it and for sharing your story. And, again, people, go out and get the book. Get it from the website, ex3books.com. Get it from thauthentic.com. Get it from amazon.com. Bottom line is just go out and get it. Thank you again, Tiffany. We appreciate it. And we look forward to hearing the great stories that come from people who have heard this interview and have read the book and that will read the book. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take this quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear from our very next author. Her name is Sheila B., and she has a great story as well. So hang tight, and we'll be right back right after this.
I'm Carrie Washington. One in four women will be a victim of domestic violence. Finances are almost always a weapon of choice, taking away access to cash, destroying credit, jeopardizing jobs. Financial abuse leaves invisible bruises that can take decades to heal. But there's hope. Allstate Foundation Purple Purse makes it easier to recognize, talk about, and stop financial abuse. Help women gain control of their purse strings. Join me at purplepurse.com.
How am I ever going to finish this book?
First, there's writer's block. Then there never seems to be enough time in my day to work on it. And then I don't know how to put my thoughts together. What do I do? I know. Call EX3 Books. They specialize in helping writers go from concepts to published books. EX3 Books team helps with outlining, editing, marketing, and so much more. No time like the present. Let's see. www.ex3ent.com. Yeah, www.ex3ent.com. Let me get this information so I can fulfill my dream of becoming a published author. You should too.
Welcome back to the C. Nathaniel Brown Show. Thank you again for Tiffany Hill for joining us in the first segment. Now we have the pleasure and the privilege of introducing our next author. She is Sheila B. She is the author of Willow Silent Cries and the upcoming two more books in the series as well. She does a great job in the community helping victims and survivors of domestic violence. Welcome to the show, Ms. Sheila B. How are you tonight?
Hello, Chuck. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Sheila.
Love how you guys.
We're awesome. You know, it's family night. We're having a party. This
yes,
is what Thanksgiving is all about. You know, just
isn't
being
it?
With the family
yeah.
and sharing. So thank you again for taking time out and, you know, maybe putting the pie ingredients down for a little bit just to talk to us. Thank you.
No, it was macaroni and cheese. It's in the works, but, hey, you guys are
wow.
wonderful.
Okay.
No, it is. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Just keep your eye on the oven. Make sure it doesn't burn. It will be good.
Yes, indeed.
So tell us, you know, who you are. Tell us about your organization and then we're going to talk about the books.
Okay, well, thank you again, both to Chuck as well as to Nicole. Love you guys to death, and so appreciative of my new family. Really do feel that Team EX3 is going to go places that I know no other publishing company has gone before, and I'm excited to be part of such a wonderful and great team. I'm Sheila B., born and raised here in Beaufort, Georgia, actually in Georgia, so I'm an original peach. Not too many of us left here in Georgia. But I am a mother, a survivor. I'm an executive director. I'm a CEO. And I love life. And I said again, I'm just really, really happy about being part of such an amazing group of people. And congratulations, Tiffany, on your book. I haven't read it yet. It is on my list to do, I promise.
Sheila B., enough said. I'm ready to wrap like after that, because I know that you are the lady extraordinaire. You have a lot going all the time, and yet you found time this year to release a book, and a phenomenal book, might I add, because I've read yours too, girl. And I want to ask you about your book. Tell us the title of your book and just tell us a little bit about it.
Well, my book is called Willow Silent Cries If a Tear Falls. And the book was actually started probably about 20 years ago. Like Tiffany, I as well had just started journaling as part of therapy for some of the things that I've been through in my past life, which included rape and domestic violence. And writing was just an outlet for me, and it didn't turn into anything other than until I actually had a girlfriend read the book, and the journals, and she said, Sheila, you should put this in a book. And at the time, I was not really wanting people to be that intimate with that part of my life because people knew me as I am now.
Mm-hmm.
But after speaking with Chuck and by grace, it was that, you know, our paths crossed, because our paths had crossed a little bit earlier that year, but our paths across, of course, again crossed. And it was by his grace that it was like, okay, Sheila, you need to do this. And I loved it because he put me on like time sensitive deadlines. And I was like, wait a minute, Chuck, Chuck is not the boss of me. You are not the boss of me, Chuck. But later I found out that, yes, he was. So I just had to do what But I'm appreciative of that. And that's honestly how the book got published. It was funny because I had a date for April. And like I said, praise God for him, because my date was met, and, I mean, to point to the date that I wanted to have it released.
Wow, absolutely. And I know that the book is a page-turner, and I couldn't put it down. Are there more coming?
Yes, we actually have two other books coming, one April of next year, which will be Willow Weeps, and then the following year it would be Willow Weeping No More, and that will conclude the trilogy series of Willow series.
Well, I know I'm on
for now.
It's probably going to be on to something else, I'm sure.
Yes, it will.
I'm sure it will, but that's our plan for right now, so that's enough.
Okay.
So,
good stuff.
Absolutely. Just one more thing. I want to hear about how you took the message in the book and you translated that to No Longer the Face.
Well, because of my experience with domestic violence, I actually met this lady. This is a short wind of the story, but I met this lady. Her name was Faith Joseph, and she had her own organization called Sister Circle in Lawrenceville. And we met each other because I was in school, our paths crossed. And she just walked up to me one day and she says, hey, I need a speaker for my event. I really didn't know what the event was about until like a couple of days before. And she basically said, hey, I've already put you on the program. Can you speak? And then I later found out that it was about domestic violence. And that was really my first time speaking openly to others outside of the few family members that knew that, you know, intimately. And it went from there. And after I spoke in front of those ladies and the love that was received afterwards, I knew it was something that I had to do. So No Longer the Face was born because the name No Longer the Face of Abuse, and it was really said like that. And I was like, oh, I want my organization to be called No Longer the Face. And that's really how it was born, just out of wanting to do something to give back to those that didn't necessarily know how to come out of those situations and to help those as well that have come out but needed to have other means of getting or moving their lives forward.
Wonderful and awesome. A woman of courage and a woman of strength and a woman of faith. Tell us how we can find you. Well, I know where to find you. Others how to find you.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and all at Sheila B, the author. That's B as in Bailey because that's my last name. But I go by Sheila B, the author. So you can find me on any of the social media pages under that name.
Awesome.
Cool.
The Renaissance woman.
Good stuff.
Love her.
And also,
thank you
No Longer the
so
Faces,
much.
I would like to have that too. It's on all the social media as well. I just wanted to plug that in there too.
Yes, absolutely. Again, if you guys do not have the first book in the trilogy, make sure you get it because the second book is coming in April and you want to make sure that you already caught up. So when that comes out, you can just get that as well. Sheila, thank you so much again for joining us and sharing your story, and we look forward to all the great things that you're going to do through No Longer the Face as well as through the rest of the trilogy and beyond. I think I hear like a movie trailer or something, like, no, the next one in the trilogy.
Oh, Chuck, I like your voice. Yeah, I think I'll use you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Keep me
thank
around.
Thank you, guys.
Keep me around.
Bye.
All right,
I
you
will.
Have a great
no
night.
Problem. Bye.
All right, happy
you too.
Thanksgiving.
Same
all
to
right,
you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sheila B., and we're going to keep it moving right into our next author. We have on the line with us Miss Patrice Little, a.k.a. P.F. Little, author of Out of Crazy Born Genius. I always get tongue-tied with that a little bit. How are you doing tonight, Patrice?
Hi, how are you guys this evening? Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Patrice.
We are
happy
fantastic.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. It sounds like you're on the road. You driving?
Yes, just got here in Beeham, passing Miles College right now.
All right, be
oh,
careful.
Wow.
Yes. Well, I'm not doing the driving, so I'm
okay.
Fine.
Oh, okay, cool.
I felt like we needed a public service announcement after she said
yes.
that, but yeah.
No texting while driving, brought to you by Team EX3 Authors.
Love
that's
it.
Right,
okay,
that's right.
On point.
Good job. We're going to have to record that and play that next week on the show, so let's
we
make
are.
That happen. So tell us a little bit about yourself, because I didn't give you any introduction at all other than saying that you're the author of the book. So tell us who you are.
Yes, I am Patrice Fay, also known as P.F. Little. I am a mother, a wife, a family nurse practitioner, a volunteer, and also the founder of Beyond the Voice, which is an organization that I'm developing just to be able to help the adult survivors of child abuse be able to move forward after getting help so they could find their purpose and be able to transcend stigmas.
Okay.
Wow.
Good deal.
Wow, wow. That is great. So, Patrice.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Chuck. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I got so excited when she was talking about
no,
Beyond
like
the Voice. Listen, when she was talking about Beyond the Voice list, and what gave you the idea to start your organization? Because we know you wrote the book, and we know the inspiration behind that. But what is your ultimate goal in your platform with the organization?
Okay, so my vision that God has given me just is to have adults like thriving and being able to transcend the stigmas. Majority of the people who survive abuse, they end up either repeating the cycle or they become paralyzed by mental health condition. So that's really what was my vision. But the mission is also just to target particularly transitional adults or emerging adults, because that's a period, that's a time period that a lot of people are not, they're not paying attention to. When I started with my search on the CDC and I was looking and I noticed that there's organizations for young children that are in abusive households, and there's organizations for women who survive domestic violence. However, nothing for the young adults who survive the child abuse. There's no developmental programs, mentoring programs to help them move forward so they can find their purpose and then just transcend the negativity.
Amazing, amazing.
And so what happened to, I'll just tell you exactly what happened to me when I was coming up. I felt as if that I was alone during my healing process, and I did not, there wasn't any programs available for me. So I figured when there's nothing available, that's a sign that you need to start working on something to help other people, because I know that I'm not alone. Most of the times we think we're the only ones going through things, but there's other people. It's just they haven't been found yet.
So you were taking your information that you researched and you were bridging a gap where you saw a need, and that is amazing. And so your book, Out of Crazy, Born Genius, talks about disciplines to reclaim a life worth living after abuse. You know, all of us have talked about, like, how we came in contact with Chuck and the writing process. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, I feel like one of the things that I've noticed with the other authors and myself that is a takeaway for anyone who's listening and interested in writing is journaling. We all have a foundation in journaling. I was journaling through my healing process as well. And what is written in those journals usually turns into a great book. We all have a story. And a wise person once said, you have to determine who's going to write your story. And I decided that I wanted to be the one to write it. Everything that I feel I've experienced in life is divine. It's for a purpose. Wow. And the purpose is not just for me to know that, hey, I'm greater than the environment that I grew up in, but also to help other people recognize their genius and that greatness that is there. Oftentimes, we get dismayed when we encounter challenges in life. That's how I got that name, Out of Crazy, Born Genius.
Yes.
Life challenges, being abused, is very chaotic, is very crazy, and it's very difficult to decipher, okay, what do you do next from there? And that is the whole purpose of me establishing some disciplines based on seven principal areas of life. So people can understand, wait a minute, I first need to reclaim myself and realize that I am here, and I have a purpose, and my purpose was not just to survive abuse, but to go on and do greater. So, and when I say do greater, I happen to work in a field. I work at a jail at night. So I'm dealing with an interesting group of people.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah. So and it's so funny. I did work briefly in corrections last year, and then I was like, oh, I don't know if I like this. But then I decided to go back. I feel like God uses me greatly there, because
yeah.
All I'm doing is interacting with people who experience some challenges. And because they didn't even know who they are, those challenges, you know, end up to unfortunate circumstances, and they're in jail. So
wow.
So what's a way to intervene and stop that from happening is by having programs for transitional adults so they be able to identify their purpose early and be able to avoid going to jail, because that's usually what the statistics say. Most of the people who come up in dysfunctional environments will end up in the prison system or in corrections.
Amazing. And another EX3 author giving back and impacting the immediate world. So tell
That's
us,
awesome.
Patrice, isn't that awesome? So tell us, Patrice, where can the audience find you? And, yeah, all of your contact information, because you are doing some great things.
Yes. Yeah, so when I'm not on the road traveling, you can find me on
but
Facebook.
You're not driving.
I know. You can find me on Facebook, P.F. Little, the author, also beyondthevoice.org, and on Twitter, Patrice Faye at Crazy Born Genius. I love that. It just rings a bell. Crazy Born Genius. And that's
yes, it does. Yes, it does. And it's always an
Good.
Honor just to be in your presence, Patrice. So thank you for coming on.
And
Absolutely.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say congrats to Tiffany before I go. I apologize about that. Congrats, Tiffany, for your book, on your book release.
Thank you so much. I love my family. You know, it's such a good feeling to know that, you know, all of you guys are doing phenomenal things. So congratulations to you as well, Patrice. And thank you for joining us on the C. Nathaniel Brown Show tonight. We have one last author that's coming up for the show tonight. Her name is Arlene McGuire, and she's such a sweetie. Everyone falls in love with her the moment they meet her, and I'm so happy that she's a part of the family as well. So welcome to the show, Arlene. I've been waiting to share you with the world, so here is that opportunity. How are you tonight?
After all of that, maybe I should hang up.
No, don't hang up.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
I just want to run and shout because we love your voice. I just love your voice. Oh, I just want to say that. I'm a fan.
Oh, my. It's been a wonderful show. Oh, my. I've got to tell you, thank you for having me here tonight. And just being the energy, you people are just so driven. It feels like I could not know you, any of you, and we've not met everybody, but the few people that I have met, it feels like I've just been propelled into another space and time. And so I'm thankful for having this association in my life today. I'm really very thankful. Oh, that's my big thing for tomorrow. I've got to remember that. Thank you, God, for me.
That's right. You know, and I'm thankful for each of you. And Arlene, if you don't mind, just share how the connection was made and how you got engrafted into this. Because I'm of the belief that, you know, things just don't happen. Like, we know
they do not.
You say shift happens, but I believe that God orchestrates everything. And share, if you can, just share the story, because I don't want to kind of go off into the tangent and tell the story
okay.
my way, but how it happened.
I'm still befuddled by the whole how that came about. I was on a program that I was at a point where I needed to figure out what I wanted to do. I retired early, and now I was back from California, and I'm sitting here, and every day I'm on Facebook, and I see different things. So I decided to go with a program that was a coaching school, an organization a gentleman set up. And so I went into that program, and I'm listening, and people are typing questions, and I get on the message board a question from a guy, I don't know people, who's talking to me. So I answer, and the person says, he's Chuck Brown, some guy, and he does this, and I'm like, but I'm not interested in writing. Why are you talking to me? Okay. And so just the other day, I sat down, and this was in April, and read that communication again, and I was so blown away to see how far we've come. It's. Yes, there are no coincidences. you meet the people and you form the alliances you form because God has already ordained them. We're not doing anything he doesn't want us to do, because normally that kind of a chat coming at you while you are in a webinar is like, really? And so then you sent me the bio, and I was like, okay, well, this is very impressive, but he's not bowling me over with, you know, what you were presenting. And from there, here we are. I felt like after talking to you, it was that, well, you have all these ideas in your head. You write a lot of poetry, so maybe it's time to sit down and really just start writing this thing for real.
So, for real, real.
I started out, to tell the truth, I started out with three ideas that I played around with on my phone, on my iPad, about being a grandparent. Now, that's profound for me because I am a grandparent, and it's really taking hold of my mind. So I had a lot of ideas about that. And what was the other thing? My mom, she was an incredible person. I lost her in 2012, devastated, and I thought you should write her story. She was a handicapped person who did not have the use of her entire left arm, but raised three girls. I made four, but she didn't really raise me. And then there was a problem that I lived with for many years in my present marriage with erectile dysfunction, and it won. Hands down, yeah, that's what I'm going to write about.
And that's why we love Arlene.
That's right.
Everything. I'm thankful. I'm just overjoyed. I'm just, my writing is slowly but surely coming along, and I just feel that every day that I talk to you guys on here, and I cry a lot. That's real easy for me to do. Forgive me for that. It's just, you know, when things are just so wonderful, the tears just come. I don't know.
Yeah. But that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. And it's all been orchestrated, and it's all come together at the right time, the right season. And it is such an amazing feeling just to be connected to people that share that energy, that are positive, and that want to impact the community, and that want to make a difference in somebody's life. So all of those things are great, and I appreciate you for who you are and for being a part of the team. As you mentioned, your book is on ED, or erectile dysfunction. The title, you want to share the title with us?
Yeah, right now I'm going with, I feel very comfortable with you, me, and ED, because as I'm presenting it as the story, what I've lived through, and all of the stories I've heard, all of the stories I've read about at different places online, and then what the doctors are telling us. And basically it's to reach out to just everyone's going to deal with this thing at some point in their lives, but we hide from it. We make jokes and we laugh about it. But in the still of the night, when two people come together and have no clue how to respond to each other, because ED is the 600-pound gorilla in the room. So the poems and the meditations and all the things that I will put into my book is just to reach out to any couple, any age, somewhere. It's starting at 35 that men are beginning to really suffer that early now. That,
wow.
But if the key thing is conversation. The key thing is talking. My husband and I did not talk. We're so blessed we're still together.
Wow.
Don't take it. A lot. I won't tell you how many years that's been. So I feel like I'm going to put so much and try to get people to understand we need romance, we need love back into our lives, that when this thing comes knocking at the door, you'll be armed. You'll have a method by which to keep your life going, although this is not a pleasant place to be. So that's
right.
That's
and I think that's so powerful. I think it's so
it
powerful.
Is.
Again, it's one of those things that we don't have discussions about, we don't talk about, we don't share that information, and I believe it's really going to impact a lot of people. So I commend you for even wanting to tackle it and share your story, and just really just reach out to people. For those who are wondering, the book is not completed yet. We're still working on it. The first part of 2016, you will definitely be getting more information from the website, ex3books.com, as well as the other things that we're doing. You know, you'll have more information on that as well. So at the end of the day, what do you hope people will walk away from after reading the book, after reading the poems and everything that's going to be included?
I'm hoping that when two people feel as though love has left their life, they will take the time to stop and look at each other again and say,
wow,
what brought us together in the first place, and will that sustain us? And that's what we need to try to find again. Life just takes you apart. You work here, I work there, and I'm just hoping that folks will decide to put a little more work, a little more effort when the going gets tough, and just love a little more, love a little harder.
Mm. There's such a beauty in just what you said. It's amazing.
Yes. Yes. I think we need to pass the offering plate around right about now.
Yes.
That was the preached word for tonight.
Or a tissue.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, bless you guys. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You're so welcome, beautiful. Thank you.
And I'm getting messages like, oh, I love her voice. I love her voice. And she loves to hear that you love her voice, because it is a gem. So thank you so much again, Arlene, for joining us. If you can, how can people get in touch with you, whether they want to keep up to date on information that you have regarding the book or anything else that you are going to be working on?
I have two things, a Twitter account, which is Nocturnal Voice, and Arlene McGuire, Nocturnal Voice, and a Facebook page under Arlene McGuire. I'm sure you're going to help me to build some other things, but right now,
absolutely.
Facebook.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Arlene, I could not tell you. So Facebook is fine for now, and I'm going to post more as well as I make progress with it to come to fruition. So, yeah, Facebook is good.
Okay. Great.
I just set my Gmail as the program was going. I don't remember what it is, so I'm going to put that on Facebook.
Okay, sure. No problem. Yeah, just make sure any of you guys feel free to post anything in the group page, whether it's a flyer, website, anything like that. So for people that aren't listening today, if they tune in later or listen to the rebroadcast or just check in the group page, they'll be able to see the information. Again, that's why we have it there, to share information, keep up to date with people as well.
Yes.
Thank you, Arlene. I really appreciate you for being here, being a part of the family. And I can't wait to share you with the world even more. And we're working on that. So we're going to get it done.
Thank you, Arlene.
So,
and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.
Happy
tomorrow.
Thanksgiving to you as
thank
well.
You. Good night.
All righty.
Good night.
Good night. So that was Arlene McGuire. Be on the lookout for her book coming in 2016. What an awesome show. I've been getting messages, people that's been tuning in, that's been listening online, just enjoying the conversation, enjoying hearing from the family about their projects and their books and everything that's going on. Nicole, you have final words or anything that you want to share tonight?
I just want to say thank you so much, Chuck Brown, for having me on. It is wonderful working with you every day, but certainly this is a new medium for me, and I'm looking forward to taking that other places. And just want to say that I am grateful for the EX3 family, grateful for the opportunities that we have to share our voice and messages with the world. Because the greatest thing that we have to give is the gift of knowledge to all that we encounter. And I'm so grateful to have that ability through EX3.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you and everything that you do, not just for this family, but for everyone in general, the work even outside of this with your own business and the things that you're doing to impact the world. So I appreciate you for being you. I also want to make sure that, you know, everyone that's listening, if you do have vision, if you do have plans, if you do have desires to be a published author and you just don't know how to go about doing that, reach out to us. Go to the website, ex3books.com. Get in touch with us there. Get in touch with any of the authors that you heard tonight, and they can direct you where to go so that we can get you to that place as well. We are a family. You can hear that. We are thankful for one another, and we have bigger and better things in store because of that. So this is what synergy is all about. It's about coming Absolutely. Together, it's about working together, and it's about having impact. And so we want to invite you as well. If you have an interest, if you have a desire, maybe you've been working on something and you just don't know where to go or how to put it together, we are here to help you. Come join us, be a part of the EX3 family. We'd love to have you. We'd love to support you in any way that we can. So reach out to us as soon as you can. One of the things that we were talking about earlier, and I think I'm going to do a Periscope on it tomorrow morning, is a lot of people are waiting for it. Yeah, I'm trying to do a little bit. I did something today, by the way. I'm trying to get people to understand that they don't have to wait until January to get right. started on something that they want to call a New Year's resolution or put some other title on it. But you can get started today by making a decision for whatever it is that you're doing. So if it's you're going to eat healthier, you know, maybe you're going to wait till Friday. I know tomorrow it might be a little bit of a challenge to start eating right on tomorrow. But don't wait 2 months or however long to say, oh, this is when I'm going to start. Make a decision and start today, because tomorrow really isn't promised. And you want to take advantage of the time that you have today. We're about to pass another offering plate around in a minute, because I feel something stirring up here. But I just want to encourage and motivate everyone to really take advantage of the time that you have, because it's not promised. I look back just over this past year, and I look at the people that have been brought into this family, this EX3 family, and I'm excited, and I'm loving it. But then I also look at over the past 365 years of the people that have been lost, whether it's been physically or whether it's been emotionally, whether it's people that, you know, have literally lost their mind in this year. And we have to really do a better job of keeping an eye on each other and bringing each other together and being able to help each other. So I say all of that to say, happy Thanksgiving. I love you all, and we're here to help you. The EX3 family is here to help you, whether it's a personal nature, whether it's with your book, or whether it's some other way, because we want to bring everybody together. We want the community to be together, and we want to create that synergy. So that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to build. So thank you so much for being a part of that. Again, thank you, Nicole, for co-hosting with
you.
Me. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Patrice. Thank you, Arlene. Thank you for all the listeners. Thank you, M Love, for tuning in. Lolita, I know you're not feeling too good. For everyone who's been sending messages, comments, just hanging out with us, we really appreciate you. And come back next week. We're going to have a great show again. And shout out to the other EX3 Books family members who couldn't make it tonight as well. I don't want to leave them out. Some just couldn't make it. Others had other commitments. Some just said, I can't burn this macaroni and cheese, so I can't, you know, stop cooking. All of those things. But I just want you to know that I love and appreciate each one of you as well. So,
yes,
guys, enjoy your night. Happy Thanksgiving to you. We look forward to you tuning back in next week at 10 p.m. right here on the EX3 Radio Network. God bless you guys. Good night, and have a safe Thanksgiving.